information delivered by conflicting media reports. We make the dots so you know the actions you can take. How your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Michael Legospi, Oppenheimer & Company. Welcome.
How you doing?
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Gotta have find something every single morning. We're looking, we're scrolling, we're crawling all over. Our producers are out there hunting to try and find what are the best items to celebrate. Sometimes we find some really good ones. Sometimes they're just okay. But today, let's see what's on the thing. I believe that we had some good options for this morning. National, I got to get rid of this one because it says National TV Talk Show Host Day. Yeah, they're biased toward Johnny Carson's birthday, so that's why they call it TV Talk Show Host Day instead of it being Radio Host Day. Now, the Swallows, they're leaving San Juan Capistrano today. This one might be a little outdated. I don't know. National iPod Day. Do you have an iPod? I guess I do have an iPod. Do you have an iPod, Michael?
I do not. Okay. Got rid of them.
So I do have a little iPod. I clip it onto the back of my goggles. It's great for swimming. So you can go out there. It's waterproof, and the earplugs are waterproof. So that's a little different. Now, I saw this other one, and I don't know whether this it's all in the pronunciation because there's not a whole lot of in how you would spell the animal mole and how you would spell the beverage mole, right? So I'm not sure which one we're doing here. It says National MOLE Day, so I'm just thinking that they're probably talking the animal, so we'll stay away from that one also. But having beaten anorexia, we do have the winner of the day. Ready for this one? Yeah, it's National Boston Cream Pie Day. Yep. Yeah, we'll take that one, right?
Yeah, all day long.
We'll take that one. That's a good one. Okay, so we've got that in the bank for today. Where are you getting a good Boston cream pie? I'd just throw that out there. As we move right along today, let's look at the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, as we speak right now, up about 32 points. I'm looking at the S&P 500. That is up almost 5 points. Not a big move right there. Oil, well, let's take a look. We can see where the oil is doing because that's another one that's not doing a whole heck of a lot. It's up almost 2%, though. $1.05 a barrel is what we're looking at on oil. Do we really want to take a look and see what gas prices are doing in Calizuela, or do we want to wait until we see, well, do you have to gas up today? I'm going to be heading out to the Coachella Valley right after the broadcast, so I might have to get some gasoline. I told you what happened last week or the week before when I gassed up first thing in the morning in Las Vegas at $3.19 a gallon, got home, both at Costco, and paid $3.99 a gallon. Ow! Not fun. National average over a gallon of gasoline, $2.628. Are you ready for this? In Calizuela, we are at $4.117.
Ridiculous.
It's just amazing that
this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Right?
Now, if we look, we can see there's a couple of numbers I like to compare to all the time. Louisiana, they're at $2.25.6. Remember I said Calizuela, we're at $4.11. So they're way below us. And think about this one, 50 cents below Calizuela pricing. You can actually get gasoline in the oil producing state of Hawaii, $3.66.7 in Hawaii. Unbelievable, but that is what it is because we've got more taxes than they do. Aren't we a lucky people to have more taxes than any other state in the union? That is, but hey, let's keep voting for the same people and see if anything changes. Fascinating to me. Now, we are watching several other topics right here. The United States Justice Department, you know, this is fascinating. So we've been watching all along how Javier Becerra continues to sue the Trump administration. I wonder how he's going to feel now that he's going to have to defend a lawsuit. The Trump administration now is barring California from setting their own emissions standards. California decided that they wanted to be their own country and decided to go with a cap and trade agreement with Quebec, Canada. Yeah, I think that you got to go through proper channels here, Governor Newsom. I don't think you're allowed to set your own foreign policy. I think there's something called the Hatch Act. We'll just check on that one. And even more trouble for the governor. The attorneys are blasting the governor for using homeless crisis to overturn the will of the voters and the common sense of the people of the state of Calizuela. So here's the issue. The governor keeps telling everyone that we need about 5 or 6 million new housing units. So what does the academia world do over at Chapman University? They decide, well, let's take a look and see, do we really need that many housing units? So they do. This is serious, though, because we're not used to doing these things when we're talking politics.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So Chapman University does a study to see how many housing units we need based on the number of people coming into the state, the number of people going out of the state, new births. I don't know how they're counting the illegal immigration issues. That's just a whole different topic. But they're looking at all these things, and they're saying the governor is way off base. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Not on Ron Siegel Radio. The state being out of balance does not surprise us one bit. We're used to the state just doing things on their own and telling people, this is how it is, but how do you back that up? Well, they don't back it up. That is the whole issue. That's why we've seen so many people leaving states like California. Now, we go to a site all the time. I use this website. I don't know if you've ever checked it out. Great information on the site. It's called How Money Walks. And we've talked about this many times, that in many areas, people in Calizuela especially, because if you're conservative, you don't really get a vote, it doesn't count. But in many areas, you look and you say, okay, what's happening with the money? How does the other vote go? So you can vote in the ballot box, but some people just decide, well, I am going to vote with my feet, right? So from 1992 through 2016, $58.63 billion in annual adjusted gross income leaves Calizuela. It's going to Nevada, it's going to Arizona, it's going to Texas, it's going to Oregon, it's going to Washington. It used to be that it was going to Florida. It's not going to Florida now from Calizuela, at least, because you know, they have humidity. Our weather is still better than theirs. They want to tell everyone how great their weather is. Mm-hmm. From an economic standpoint, they might be better. From a weather and environment, I think we've still got to be – we don't have to worry. You know, our earthquakes, we get about – now a 20-second advance notice of an earthquake. They have to worry for weeks on end about the hurricane coming, whether it's going to be there or not, right? So how money walks. So when Chapman University goes and does their study, they find out legitimate numbers. That is just – that bothers some of these politicians when they have to face the facts. It's something that they're just not used to. Moving right along. How about William Taylor? He comes out and says that he does not see any quid pro quo, but the leaks coming out of the Democrats in Washington, they say the opposite. So how do they leak one thing when the man who was testifying says the exact opposite? I got a bad feeling.
Bad feeling about this.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a challenge right there. What else do we have in the daily recap? So Ukraine is on the news. We're seeing that one. We already talked about that. Hong Kong formally withdraws extradition bill. Maybe they'll get some civil obedience there. Have you seen anything lately from some of these interesting individuals, Clapper, Brennan? Yeah, they've gotten a little quiet right now when the U.S. Attorney John Durham has expanded his investigations. Interesting to see what happens with those two characters. And obviously, there is now more conflict or conversation. When Hillary Clinton did not show up to the Women's Forum yesterday, so it gave Tulsi Gabbard the stage all to herself to talk about the former First Lady. And, you know, in watching her, I'm just wondering, could there be some mental issues going on? Well, she always had mental problems, but could it be something a little more serious right now? I'm just wondering, because she still thinks she won the election. I guess she doesn't understand. She just said that she's going to win again if she runs. I don't know how that can be, but in her mind, she won the election. Fascinating to me, but that's just the way it goes. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, financial planning. Do you need a planner? Can you do it on your own? Reasons to consider living in a multi-generational home? And should you do a cash-out refinance of your home? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay, it'll be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star. They've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call, 800-306-1990. NASDAQ up 24 points now. The Dow Jones up 24 points. NASDAQ up 4. S&P 500, it's up 4. Mortgage-backed securities, they're up 9 basis points. Doesn't mean a whole lot to you. That means interest rates are down just a little bit. 10-year Treasury, it's down to 1.75. And all of those numbers, you can find them on that super secret website, google.com. What you're not going to find on google.com is the underlying reasons why the market is doing what the market is doing. So here it is from appreciation still standing strong according to the FHFA. That's the Federal Housing Finance Agency. They released their house price index, which measures home price appreciation on single family homes with conforming loan limits. That's basically going to be properties under $500,000. Today's report showed that home prices rose 0.2% in August. That's 4.6% year over year. Do you remember? Hopefully you were listening to us yesterday or watching us on the stream yesterday, and we spoke about the numbers going up in yesterday's report, the existing home sales report, showing an appreciation of 5.9%. Now, I know that the characters on CNBC told you that you had a bad housing report came out, up 5.9% on the appreciation on median home prices. This is up 4.6% on appreciation. Now, this is not median home price. This is the appreciation numbers. Now, yeah, I understand last month was at 5%, but 4.6% is a very, very strong number, especially when the average person is putting a down payment of less than 20%. So let's just use a round number of 20% because I am a simple guy. So when we look at a 20% down payment, that means you've got 5-to-1 leverage, 5-to-1. Right. So if you've got 5-to-1 leverage, you can take that number that I just gave you at 4.6% and go with 5 times that. So you're getting 25% appreciation on your capital investment. I don't know too many places you're going to put your money and get a 25% appreciation, even though, and you've got to live there anyway. So that's another benefit of it. So that's the big issue there. Now, the Mortgage Bankers Association, they did report their mortgage application data for the week, as they do every Wednesday. Volume was down about 11%. Well, why is that happening? It's a pretty easy answer. Interest rates went from 3.57, Freddie Mac number, on the 10th of October to 3.69 on the 17th of October. People are going to slow down just a little bit. Now, please remember that last year, same week, interest rates were at 4.85%. Those are all base rates. There's about 37 different numbers that go in to change, you know, do the loan, what they call loan level price adjustments. So understand that. Get ready. You just need to know where the numbers are coming from. That's the bottom line there. So if you're thinking about refinancing, we're going to talk about that in a little bit as well, about cash out refinances. Here's the issue. I'm telling all of our private clients right now, get in the game, get ready, see if it makes sense for you. Get my team onto that debt consolidation calculator to see if that makes sense. Get your loan in, get your appraisal done, get the underwriting completed, but do not lock your loan. As interest rates fall back down, we may need to get a couple extra documents, then lock when it's strategically advantageous for you. And that's what we talk to you about here on Ron Siegel Radio all the time, is the strategic advantages. Right now, we're in some technical areas, and I don't want to get too technical because we just broke through a Fibonacci level, which most people are not going to understand. You don't need to worry about that. That's what our team does for you. So we're going to be we're bouncing around here a little bit. So we'll figure all these numbers out. We follow that for you, tell you when the right time to lock is, and then close very quickly, save your family some money as it gets closer to the holiday time. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Let's chat a little bit. Michael Legaspi, did I say that right?
Legaspi
is with us. you gotta tell me these things. I'm just a simple guy, Mike. I was able to figure out Michael.
There you go.
Right? So we'll try and get that right. But Michael is with us, Oppenheimer and Company. Now, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, Michael, I'm going to do this. I don't know if your compliance people are listening, but if they're not, we are not giving you any financial advice. Michael is chatting from an educational standpoint only. If you want financial advice, that's how he feeds his family. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Michael and his team. No financial advice being given here. So how'd you get into this whole world of financial advising?
Man, well, kind of fell into it in a sense where I was studying finance.
Okay.
I got my undergrad in finance at Cal State Long Beach. So nice. Go Beach. I gotta represent.
Gotta
get the plug in there. But while I was going to school.
They're 49ers, aren't they?
They're the 49ers. I don't understand that whole thing too. Beach. And then the baseball team is the Dirtbags. We got numerous names.
So I guess they're incognito. You don't want to know who each other is.
It just depends on what you're talking about. but while I was going to school, I actually worked for a bank.
Okay.
And then there was a financial advisor inside of there. And so we kind of hit it off. I later on started like assisting him and stuff like that. So I started to learn more of the process. For some reason, I maybe thought I was going to go into accounting until I looked at really, really how precise of the numbers are. You said you're not really a exact number guy, but
the
simple guy, right? So finance just made more sense.
What are you doing?
Exactly. And then I actually just fell in love with how the advisor started developing long-lasting relationships. That was really kind of, you know, I'm Filipino and an American, but, you know, we got strong family ties. And so, you know, a lot of the family started really appreciating who he was and what he did for them. So I just kind of fell in love with the job. So it was great.
You know, something that's the best way of doing it. Zig Ziglar, I think it was, it said, if you do something you love, you never go to work.
You never go to work a day of your life. Yes.
Right. And I feel the same way. We do the same thing is it's not about the transaction. It's about the long-term relationship.
Big time.
Right. And getting to know the family. And I actually one of my ventures along my journey was as a financial advisor at Merrill Lynch. And I started realizing that there's a lot more people that have debts than have assets.
Oh, most definitely.
So I like the opposite. So you and I kind of mesh together. You're dealing with the asset side of the household balance sheet. I deal with the liability side.
Exactly. And on a plug, I mean, just for you, interest rates are just at an all-time low. I mean, if there's any time to pay off debt, this is the time to do it. And then we can get you set up for long-term planning on really tackling your retirement.
And that's the whole idea, is understanding what that plan is, right? I mean, I kind of chuckle because I do some trading myself, and I've done it for many, many years. And I saw a couple of the big firms go to a zero fee trading platform.
Yep.
Was a Schwab and
TD
right? Ameritrade.
Yep.
And my personal opinion is, unless you really are studying these things, you're getting what you pay for.
100%. I mean,
right?
we get asked this all the time. I mean, the internet is almost a double-edged sword in a sense, because people can find information
on
how to do planning or how to trade your account, right?
Sure.
But they don't know maybe risk management or standard deviation, like all these technical terms where how much risk are you assessing? And then the returns that you're getting, are you really getting paid the returns based off the risk that you're assessing?
And unless you're, you know, I look at some of those things as not really, it's not all completely gambling, but it shouldn't be where the vast part of your wealth is.
Exactly.
Right. If you want to go and get an account at TD Ameritrade or I use Tastyworks, just a shameless plug there. Not that I own the company or anything, right? But it's the same concept. If you want to put a piece of your wealth there.
Yep.
But if you need long-term wealth and you need professional guidance, because I don't know about you guys, right? I don't know your situation. I don't want to plan, right? I don't want to set up okay, I need 7% income for the next 40 years. And how do I get on it and monitor it and all that? But that's what you do.
And that's what we do. I mean, most times when we meet, especially a new client, they always give us an amount of money and then they're like, well, what could you do with this? Right.
Right.
And a lot of times we have a process.
You're not telling them to go to the beach.
Right? No.
Just throw that out
there. But most of the time, what they want to do is just say, what could you do for me now? But what we try to do is take more of a holistic view of saying, like, really what's under the hood, right, in there? And how does this money operate for your long term? And sometimes they're actually surprised. And then it actually makes first-time investors much easier to invest the money because they know that we actually have a plan in place. So, you know, if when there is a drop in the market, they feel, okay, I'm okay because we're all committed to the plan. So it makes things much easier.
And the bottom line there is studying, right? Now, I'm just guessing. I don't know for a fact, but my guess is that you probably study the market, study your craft.
Of course.
Right? I'm a sports junkie, right? So I watched Monday Night Football the other night, and it looked like amateurs against professionals. Nothing against the Jets, but the Patriots are just so far ahead of everybody.
Exactly.
They've got a plan for everything.
Yep.
Right? And do you have a plan for your retirement? How are you planning on it? Mm-hmm. Or are you just going by the seat of your pants? We're going to talk more with Michael when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Reasons to consider living in a multi-generational home. We'll talk about that. Should you do a cash out refi? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay will be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.5%.